Measures submitted to the voters. Schools, San Rafael City High School District. Bond Measure B. To modernize high schools in San Rafael and Terra Linda, including updating science labs, technology, and career and job training classrooms for current educational standards, updating classrooms for arts and music, and updating classrooms and facilities for health, safety, and wellness. Shall San Rafael City High School District's measure to issue $216 million in bonds at legal rates be adopted, providing approximately $11,100,000 annually while bonds are outstanding, averaging 3 cents per $100 of assessed value with independent oversight, annual audits, and all funds improving local schools? Bonds yes, bonds no. Impartial analysis by County Council. San Rafael City High School District Bond Measure Election, Measure B. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Trustees of the San Rafael City High School District, pursuant to Article 13A, 1B3 of the California Constitution. If this measure is approved by 55% of the votes cast, the San Rafael City High School District will be authorized to incur bonded indebtedness of up to $216 million, with an interest rate not to exceed the limit set by law. Money raised by bond sales may only be used for the purposes and projects stated in the bond project list set forth in Measure B. These purposes and projects include upgrades to classrooms used for science, technology, and job training. Other purposes include modernizing technology infrastructure and updating safety features of classrooms and school grounds. As required by law, Measure B prohibits using bond proceeds for teacher and administrator salaries or other operating expenses. The district estimates the average projected tax rate necessary to fund the bonds will be 2.7 cents per $100 of taxable value, $27 per $100,000 of assessed value, while the bonds are outstanding. This estimate is a projection and could go up or down depending on a number of factors, including the timing and amount of bond sales and changes in assessed property values in the district. If all the bonds are sold, the district estimates total debt service, including the principal and interest, will be approximately $412,700,000. If the bond issuance is authorized, it will commence in fiscal year 2022-23, and the final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the revenue will be collected is 2056-57. The measure requires annual independent financial audits and spending review by an independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Signed by Brian E. Washington, County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Bond Measure B. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Tax rate statement for Bond Measure B. Regarding proposed $216 million, San Rafael City High School District General Obligation Bonds. An election will be held within the boundaries of San Rafael City High School District, or High School District, on June 7, 2022, to authorize the sale of up to $216 million in bonds to finance facilities as described in the measure. If the bonds are approved, the high school district expects to sell the bonds in multiple series. Principal and interest on the bonds will be payable from the proceeds of tax levies made upon the taxable property located within the high school district. The following information is provided in compliance with sections 9400 and 9404, inclusive of the California Elections Code. 1. The best estimate from official sources of the average annual tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service, based on assessed valuations available at the time of the election, a projection based on experience within the same jurisdiction and other demonstrable factors, is estimated to be 2.7 cents per $100, $27 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. The final fiscal year in which the tax is anticipated to be collected is 2056-57. 2. The best estimate from official sources of the highest tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, and an estimate of the year in which the rate will apply, based on assessed valuations available at the time of filing this statement, a projection based on experience within the same jurisdiction and other demonstrable factors, is estimated to be $0.03 per $100, $30 per $100,000 of assessed valuation first occurring in fiscal year 2022-23. 3. The best estimate from official sources of the total debt service, including the principal and interest, that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold, is $412,700,000. Voters should note that the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value of taxable property on the Marin County official tax rolls, not on the property's market value. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. Attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon the high school district's projections and estimates only, which are not binding upon the high school district. The actual tax rates, debt service, and the years in which they will apply may vary from those presently estimated due to variations from these estimates in the timing of bond sales, the amount of bonds sold, and market interest rates at the time of each sale, and actual assessed valuations over the term of repayment of the bonds. The dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the high school district based on need for construction funds and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on the bond market at the time of each sale. Actual future assessed valuation will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the high school district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment with the equalization process. Signed by Jim Hogaboom, Superintendent. In accordance with Education Code 15122.5, approval of Measure B does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects in the San Rafael City High School District that are the subject of bonds under Measure B will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by Measure B. The school district's proposal for the project or projects may assume the receipt of matching state funds, which could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Argument in favor of Measure B. Vote yes on B for San Rafael High School and Terra Linda High School so local students graduate with the skills and competencies needed for success in college and the workforce. All Measure B funds will stay in our local high schools to benefit our students and cannot be taken by the state. Voting yes on B ensures that all San Rafael and Terra Linda High School students have access to the same state-of-the-art education as other students in Marin County. Measure B continues our local tradition of educational excellence by upgrading aging high school classrooms, labs, and instructional technology to prepare students for college, good jobs, and careers of the future. Vote yes on B to update classrooms, science labs, and technologies to provide innovative learning environments and meet current educational standards. Update classrooms for arts, music, and creative disciplines. Elevate career and job training classrooms in line with current educational standards and extended opportunities for student growth. Update and optimize health, safety, and wellness features in classrooms and facilities. Expand solar power generation to save money and provide emergency backup power and transition to more renewable energy. Upgrade outdated fire alert systems, security alarms, security cameras, and fencing for student safety. All funds stay in local high schools. Every penny benefits local high schools and cannot be taken by the state. By law, no money can be used for administrator salaries. Independent citizens oversight, annual audits, and public spending disclosure ensure accountability for how funds are spent. Even if you do not have school-age children, supporting quality education is a wise investment. Thriving, well-maintained schools improve the quality of life in our community and enhance the value of our homes. Measure B will help San Rafael High School and Terra Linda High School students succeed. Join parents, teachers, business, and community leaders. Vote yes on Measure B. League of Women Voters. Ann Wakely, President, Marin County League of Women Voters. Mary Jane Burke, Marin County Superintendent of Schools. Gary Phillips, former mayor, City of San Rafael, former Miller Creek School District trustee. Rachel Kurtz, San Rafael Vice Mayor, former San Rafael City Schools trustee. Patricia Garbarino, San Rafael businessperson, president, Marin County Office of Education. Argument against Measure B. No argument against Measure B was filed.